Great to have your company. My name is Andrew Mierke and this is the show Never Heard That. Today we're going to be focusing on English musician Tricky and his track Makes Me Wanna Die from his 1996 album Pre-Millennium Tension. Tricky was born Adrian Nicholas Matthews Thors in 1968 to a Jamaican father and an Anglo-Guyanese mother. His upbringing was a troubled one, but after a misdemeanor when he was 17, he stated in an interview afterwards, "Prison was really good. I'm never going back." In the mid-1980s, Tricky spent some time with a collective called The Wild Bunch, which by 1987 evolved into the band Massive Attack. Receiving the nickname Tricky Kid, he provided some rapping to their acclaimed debut album Blue Lines that was released in 1991. Around this time, he met longtime collaborator Martina Topley Bird. Just by the way, she provides the vocals to the feature track that we'll be listening to today. A track called Aftermath they did with Topley Bird providing what Tricky called honey-coated vox led to a recording deal with Island Records. Now, this meeting of great minds all occurred in Bristol, England, and it is for this reason that Bristol is seen as the birthplace of the trip-hop genre. An interesting connection occurred between the Massive Attack's second album, Protection, and Tricky's debut album, Max and Quay, which interestingly is essentially his mother's name, who unfortunately died when he was four. And that connection is that they share some lyrics. Tricky had left Massive Attack to concentrate on his own recordings, but provided some lyrics that he also ended up using on his album. The album Max and Quay was an enormous success both commercially and critically. This did not sit comfortably with Tricky, and in a way this has led him down an amazing array of different genres. It is rare to hear him in that laid-back soul sound of trip-hop, and he has indeed gone just about everywhere musically since his debut album. Pre-Millennium Tension, in retrospect, is considered his third album, just pipped by an album that was released under the name Nearly God. He was limited to one album per year under his name through his record contract, so this was a way to get more material out in this particularly prolific period. There are some amazing guests on that album, including Björk, Susie and the Banshees, Alison Moyer, Nina Cherry and Terry Hall. 2017's Ununiform was his 13th solo album. However, over that time, there has of course been plenty of guest appearance on other artists' albums, as well as in movies and TV. Now, there are a couple of things I've mentioned in past shows about my thoughts on music, and they both apply strongly to Tricky. I don't love everything that Tricky has done, and don't expect to like every song when I listen to a new album of his. But I know that I can equally rely on being absolutely blown away by a number of his tracks. To me, that is truly wonderful, and I am heavily in his debt. So that made it extremely hard to choose just one specific track to play today. Have a listen to his incredible imagination on the Nearly God album. Have a listen to the amazing grooves on songs like For Real or Contradictive from his album Juxtapose. I think that you will find something special on any of his albums that you can lay your hands on. For today, a simple introduction to a truly innovative artist, Tricky and his track, Makes Me Wanna Die, from his 1996 album, Pre-Millennium Tension.
She makes me wanna die and follow where Mary goes and cherish the things she knows and says if I change my stride and then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die and change my stride and then I'll fly. Look to the sun, see me in psychic pollution, walking on the moon. And how could you dare? No one knows. try to learn the universe. Can't even converse in universe. You know it's ironic. I'm smoking hydroponic. She makes me wanna die. And change my stride, and then I'll fly. And she makes me wanna die. Follow where Mary goes, and cherish the things she knows. And says if I change my stride, then I'll fly. And change my stride, then I'll fly. Look to the sun. See me in psychic pollution, walking on the moon. And how could you dare? Who do you think you are? You're insignificant. A small face, a ism, no more, no less. You try to learn the universe, and can't even converse in universe.